This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Good Monday morning to you across the state of Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Find Steve at stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. And you can find our next guest over on Twitter as well, at Reagan Babe. Megan Barth is with us, also ReaganBabe.com. She's the founder and proprietor of that website. Megan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
I think it's the first time we've talked in a while because I saw you at CPAC back in February from across the room, and I couldn't make my way through the sea of people before you left the venue at that particular time. So a belated hello, and I wish we could have met in person. But next time, we'll make it happen.
Sounds good to me. Very good.
So I know that you, we actually played the audio earlier in the hour, Megan, of Hillary Clinton at the teachers union conference, saying shocking that she does not like Brett Kavanaugh. So Hillary Clinton being against Brett Kavanaugh, that could be the one that torpedoes his nomination, don't you think?
Yeah, and she also said that he's going to bring slavery back. So breaking news, he's a Democrat. Brett Kavanaugh is a Democrat, going to bring slavery back. Going to go full 360 with the Democrats there. It's amazing just the depths of the fear-mongering that the left has gone. I mean, they even, there was a headline, I think, on Slate or something the other day that said, Brett Kavanaugh's college roommate said that he used ketchup on his pasta. Okay, so what does this mean? Then, of course, they attacked his name. That it sounded like a frat boy because there's two T's in Brett. And you know, what else can they come up with that he uses? You know, some sort of comb to part his hair to the left. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, right? But Hillary Clinton, of course, I couldn't believe that she was standing up. And when she opened that seat, she said she's so tired she can hardly stand. Well, that probably explains the back brace she was wearing for weeks. Weeks ago. We really dodged a bullet with that one, but of course she's got to raise her ugly head and then use the same fear tactics that her colleagues of the Democrat Party are using.
In that speech, Hillary said this, and I know Kamala Harris, the senator from California, said it as well during an interview last week, that this nomination of Brett Kavanaugh would basically say you can't replace a centrist with someone who's not of the center, right? But I heard none of this last time around when Merrick Garland was the chosen nominee from President Obama to replace Justice Scalia. They were going to replace a conservative originalist with what they claimed to be a centrist in Merrick Garland. He, of course, not really. No one was concerned about shifting the balance of the court in that circumstance.
Oh, no. The Democrats
they
operate
like
by an entirely different set of rules. And we, again, see just the seething hypocrisy. Kamala Harris tweeted yesterday that there is no way that she can support Brett Kavanaugh because he is going to strip away the health care rights of millions of Americans. Originally, they were coming out against Brett Kavanaugh because he was going to reverse Roe v. Wade. Well, mm-hmm. I guess that's not going to stick, so now they're going with health care. Or ketchup on pasta, or, you know, God knows what else, two T's in his name. Brett Kavanaugh, I would say, from the little that I know, but from what I've read, is more of a moderate, but an originalist, whereby he will apply the Constitution as it is written. This is a threat to the Democrats, because the Democrats want an activist judge. Much like the Ninth Circuit, if we were to have Hillary Clinton as president, she would have turned the Supreme Court into the Ninth Circuit, which is just full of a bunch of activist judges that create the law or take the existing law and then tweak it, much like James Comey did, in order to either protect their criminality or to create a whole new set of rights.
Now, we are hearing that perhaps some red state Democrats will vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. A few did for Neil Gorsuch last time around, Heidi Heitkamp perhaps, and John Tester perhaps, Joe Manchin perhaps. Do you think voters in those states will see through that? I mean, this is an election year for those senators, and they do like their jobs.
Right, and Joe Donnelly of Indiana, and I don't think they're going to give up a six-figure salary based on the fact that the guy uses ketchup on his pasta, or he has two neat T's in his name. And they voted for Neil Gorsuch, as you said, so they've already voted for an originalist Supreme Court pick by Donald Trump. What would stop them or prevent them from voting for Kavanaugh? Not much, unless, of course, they want to run that risk of going against the red wave. And that's really what's going to happen. They keep talking about this blue wave, blue wave. Well, the whole walkaway movement kind of shows, as well as other polls, that more and more people are walking away from the Democrat Party. And the more and more people that walk away from the Democrat Party, the louder their screams from the Democrats are going to become, and the more unhinged their actions are going to become. But I don't think a lot of these centrist Democrats, what you would formerly called blue dog Democrats in those red states, are going to sacrifice their position or power over a couple of screaming maniacs like Hillary Clinton.
We've got about 45 seconds left, Megan Barth. We're going to have a news conference in about an hour from the Trump-Putin summit in Helsinki. What do you hope to hear?
Well, I mean, I hope to hear that we have an open dialogue, and we've had an open dialogue with Russia since the beginning of time. I mean, when Reagan went over and asked Gorbachev to tear down that wall, he did so against the advisors that he had surrounding him. He was never supposed to say, Gorbachev, tear down that wall. And because he was negotiating from a position of strength, much like Donald Trump is, he ended the Cold War without firing a shot. For these Democrats that are screaming, well, we can't talk to Putin, he was meddling in our elections. Well, Obama and Hillary were talking to Putin. They were giving him like these gifts of a reset button.
That's
that
right.
Didn't mean reset.
Button.
It wasn't Putin, it was other dictators.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, @ReaganBabe on Twitter. It's the Steve Gruber Show.